few things going on this week in tech. There's a new app that will let you see how much power your friends actually have left in their phone.
Okay.
It's called the Battery Share app. And for whatever reason, the guy who invented it said he didn't believe that his friends would say, oh, my battery was dead, I couldn't get back to you. And they were just ignoring him. So he creates this app, which is fine for the reason for him to create it.
Yeah.
But if you actually go on because you don't believe that your friends, when they say that their battery was dead, or because you think that they don't respond to you fast enough,
you need new friends.
No, you need a new mindset.
Yeah.
Just because you have the capability of instant reply does not mean that it's mandatory.
No, absolutely.
Also, this week in tech, there's a school district in Illinois. It's using a biometric scanner system to track school lunches. So instead of having a card or like a debit card that kids use now for school lunches, you can just use your thumb.
Wow.
People are concerned, though. Parents are concerned, saying that it's invading privacy.
See, and I keep saying, I showed you a picture a couple of days ago of someone like scanning their wrist in a grocery store. It's not going to be long before we either can have the capabilities of someone inserting a chip inside our hand or something somewhere. And that's not that far away, I don't think.
What's the difference between that or if they have a... They're just using their thumbprint too, but I don't know what's the privacy concern that they're using their thumbprint to get their school lunch.
No idea.
I think it makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely.
It's one less thing. You know, you have a 12-year-old daughter. How often you have to bring cleats or something that she forgot for soccer?
Daily, nearly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Also, this week in tech, there's Oculus Rift. It goes on sale this Saturday at Best Buy, which is probably the only reason to go to Best Buy if you want. It's a virtual reality headset, but it fully wraps around. And it's people against technology and against this kind of headset are saying that we're making human contact even more obsolete. That you're going to be sitting in a room where you could be with your family, but you're going to be somewhere completely different, not paying attention.
I don't know. Things like Thanksgiving and stuff and that, where you've got a bunch of people around you.
It might be
like,
nice, yeah.
It might be okay. Escape somewhere good.